A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me again this week.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
Tony, we have a query in from a listener here who says, I tend to read up on anything that I am unsure of. I Google it, etc. However, I'm disturbed and increasingly upset to find conflicting views on the same thing. It's getting so I just don't know what to believe anymore. And that kind of unnerves me as to, you know, trying to find answers to things.
Yeah, it's part of the way the human race is going at the moment. We're in, I suppose, what would be called the information age. And there is an absolute incredible, in my lifetime, expanse of the information technology that has gone on. And it's not all good, but generally I think it is a good thing. The information revolution is great in one way. It keeps tyrants from fooling their people too much. But the amount now of false things that are on, especially Facebook and other ones like that, is unbelievable. People are using AI to write things and draw things and change photographs and so on and so forth. But as I said, it's not entirely bad because it does, you know, keep the tyrants somewhat in their place. What I would say to somebody like that is that, you know, you need to choose your sources. Just don't go in and Google something because you'll get everything and anything thrown at you then. What you need to do is go to specific sites. Now, you'll have to do a bit of research in that respect. But, you know, a good general one is Wikimedia. It's not 100%, but it's fairly... It's an online encyclopedia, and it is fairly good source of general sort of information. But if you're looking for something then specific, you know, how to fix something or do something or whatever, that will take research. But if you spend time researching, you will find, you know, reliable sources. And of course, the news media can be found on Google News, but only, as I say, use the recognized names with regard to the news channels, because there's a lot of very strange ones out there as well. The AI, of course, is one of the biggest problems nowadays with regard to, you know, trying to find out what's real and what isn't real. But as I say, just a bit of research will fix that one.
Yeah, and that's, I suppose, is that the key element here that you... with all this information, with all the different stuff coming at us, that you just can't take one source of information. You need to do your own heavy lifting on it before you decide what you feel and who you trust with the information, or trust providing the information, I guess, Tony, to decide, yes, this is the way I'm going to go, or this is the decision I'm going to make.
Well, really, if you think about it, going back 100 years, it was like that. You know, there were certain publications which just didn't stick to the truth. And even back before electronics was invented, you know, you had to be a bit careful about what you were reading and ask the question, is this real or isn't it real? And but it's 100,000 times more difficult nowadays to sort out. But as I said, by choosing the sources for information, and as I said, Wikipedia is a fairly good general encyclopedia,
basic source
online,
yeah,
and
to get you started,
you know,
anyway on your journey.
And but by over time then you can build up your own sort of list of reliable sites, news sites, information sites, etc. And, you know, it's not impossible, but if you just go on, as I say, on and do a Google search, you'll have everything and anything thrown at you, and you can't believe much of what you would read then.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fair point. Tony, we were discussing earlier on the programme, I just thought I'd put this one to you. We were talking about the prevalence and use of the so-called dodgy boxes, illegal streaming services in this country, with the chairperson of FACT, the copyright theft organisation, anti-copyright theft organisation, against the practice of it and the clampdown that they're doing. And listeners on either side were saying, look, the TV companies are charging too much money for all these services, and that's part of the reason why people are going down the illegal road in relation to that. And the other side of it was, if you don't pay for something, you're not going to be able to support the employment created in acting and sports and content creation, shall we call it that. A Castle Island listener has an interesting one on this, Tony. I'm interested in your view on it. Hi, Jerry. There is a third point, a third way, which never gets raised for obvious reasons, when both sides of the dodgy box debate try to claim entitlement. You do not need any of this modern so-called entertainment to have a happy and fulfilling life, says a Castle Island listener. What do you think, Tony?
That would be exactly my answer. And, you know, I grew up back in the late 40s, early 50s, and there wasn't even a radio in our house. But we had plenty of, you know, entertainment. There were books, and my mother used to read stories to us. There were neighbours you could chat with. And I think we have way too much entertainment now. And what that does is it sort of fills the mind with fluff, for want of a better way of putting it. You have your head full of stuff that is absolutely no use to you whatsoever. And it can be quite harmful in some people. You know, I mean, if you're watching some disturbing murder story or something like that, it can really, if you are a bit sensitive, it can really affect your whole psychology. So in a way, we have no box. Well, we have one satellite box, but it's mainly to look at the news channels across the
sure.
world rather than anything
yeah.
else. But
to keep
yeah,
you connected with the outside world. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have way too much entertainment. You know, we are hooked on it, and it's not a good thing, particularly with the young.
Okay, so a pullback is an order alongside this Castle Island listener. We don't want to go down to the levels of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, Tony, but on the hierarchy of needs, there are needs and there are wants, and people are confusing the two, is the issue,
absolutely,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Thinking
yeah.
that a want is an absolute need.
Yeah, and I think yeah, the entertainment one has gone OTT, like the information technology. I think we're being absolutely hammered by technology, and that's the truth.
And that's part of it. Okay, brilliant stuff. Lister gets in touch. Questions have been on my mind for some time. Should I share every bit of what's happening with my wife or not, particularly when it might be bad news? Like, for instance, our financial situation might not be going the right direction, or if a friend is in trouble with the law. What do you think in this type of situation, sharing absolutely everything?
Well, I always believe that a couple should share everything with just one little sort of tick at the end of it. You know, you don't want to share something that's horrific or too upsetting, or, you know, it doesn't need to be shared. But yes, I think couples need to have that closeness where they can literally talk about anything together. But that doesn't include the sort of, you know, stuff. You have to put in some sort of a fence to keep out the bad stuff. And other than that, I think, you know, if you start hiding stuff from your partner, that's a very, very bad way to go with the relationship. And in time, it can absolutely destroy relationships. But at the same time, it's not a good idea to dump rubbish on them. As I say, you bring home a bin full of stuff and dump it on your wife or husband of bad news. So I think there is need for some sort of editing, as it were, of what we share or how we share it. And other than that, I think, yes, I think it's a very good thing to have a very, very open relationship.
Communicative relationship.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, all right.
That would be my view, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Thanks for talking to us again this week with a problem shared. Tony McGinley with us with your queries and questions. If you have any more for him, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667123666. Email in the more detailed ones for Tony to Kerry Today at RadioKerry.ie, and we'll pass them on to him before this time next week when he'll be back with us for a problem shared.